Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2015, and this is show number 16.
The age of delusion is here. The great falling away has begun. False teachers and false gospels are everywhere. The angel of light has become so visible in today's apostate church that even false Bibles have made their way into mainstream Christianity. The Bible warns that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to the many, "I never knew you." This program exists to make sure that when Jesus says that, not talking to you.
And God Thoughts Radio is live, and Pastor Brad, well, he's out to lunch. I'm the church guy, and I'm going to be your special guest host today, and I want to jump right into my topic, 10 reasons why I don't think Jesus would make a very good pastor. Let me start with number one. The first reason why I don't think Jesus would be very good as a pastor, how shall I say this? Let's call it anger management issues. Jesus had an issue, in my opinion, with anger. There was a time when he got mad in the synagogue, some kind of an argument about the Sabbath day. There was even a time when Jesus got angry with his closest friend, Peter. So angry, in fact, that he called Peter a name. Yes, you heard me right. He called Peter a name. Oh, he got mad at his disciples. Good grief. Jesus, even one time, he got mad at a fig tree. Yes, a fig tree. That's correct. And I'm not even going to go there when he got he kind of got violent in the temple. That's pretty well known. Hey, the second reason why I think that Jesus would not be a very good pastor, frankly, some pretty poor public speaking skills. Again, just my opinion. But in Mark chapter 4, Jesus is talking to this really large crowd, and he shares a parable. Only problem is, at the end of the parable, he doesn't explain the meaning, so all the people are left having no clue what Jesus just said. And on top of that, after his sermon, he just disappears. Nobody knows where he's at. And then finally, when some of his followers track him down and they explain to him, hey, Jesus, we didn't understand what you were saying, Jesus says that it was purposeful. And he explained, and I quote, he said, "While seeing, they may see and not perceive. And while hearing, they may hear and not understand." What is that? Anyway, third reason that I don't think Jesus would be a very good pastor is the way he spoke. I mean, the way we would say today, it's politically incorrect speech. He said things like, "Get behind me, Satan, and you are of your father, the devil." And rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites. He even said with his parents' hearing, within his parents' hearing, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me." He said, "I came to bring division." He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." And he also said, "To a church, I will vomit you out of my mouth." I mean, come on. That brings me to number four, the fourth reason why I believe Jesus wouldn't make a very good pastor is simply he's just too negative, as evidenced by the things I've already said. I mean, come on, we don't need all that negativity, especially in this day and age. We need our pastors to speak pleasant words to us, pleasant words to us, pleasant words. I mean, we need our pastors to help us feel good about ourselves, not all of this conviction stuff. I'm telling you, in my opinion, that's bogus. Now, the fifth reason that I think Jesus would not be a very good pastor, well, his understanding, in my opinion, his understanding of salvation is just way too narrow. I mean, from start to finish, all over the place, he claimed that repentance was required for salvation. In fact, he told one guy that he needed to sell everything that he owned in order to follow him. Jesus literally said, check this out, I'm not joking. He literally said that the road to eternal life was narrow, and that few would actually make it in. Come on, how's that going to grow a church? He even told parables about salvation that indicated that if you didn't allow him to be the Lord of your life, you couldn't get in. In fact, at one point, Jesus even said of salvation that with man, it's impossible. So there are five reasons right there why I believe Jesus wouldn't make a good church pastor anyway. My sixth reason is, honestly, I believe that Jesus had an insufficient understanding of grace. I know how weird that might sound, but I honestly believe it. Check this out. He actually told one group that there's a sin that never has forgiveness. He also said on several occasions that if you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father's not going to forgive you. Another time his family showed up for a visit and he responded, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And in one particular sermon, in just one sermon, he told the same group three different times that if you don't do as I say, you can't be my disciple. Another time, this guy wanted to follow him. Check this out. This is true, straight from the Bible. One time, this guy wanted to follow him, but he wanted to attend the funeral of his father first. And Jesus' response was as follows, and I quote, "Let the dead bury their own dead." Can you imagine your pastor saying things like that? You see what I'm saying here? Seventh reason why I believe Jesus would not be a good pastor is simply he's just way too dogmatic. And I mean way too dogmatic. Statements like, "You can't be my disciple unless you do this or that." He actually said at one point, "I am the way," and I quote, Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody can come to the Father but through me." I mean, seriously? On more than one occasion, in fact, he said, "You are either with me or against me." I'm telling you, I'm just being honest here. That kind of stuff is off-putting. And really, and I don't know if this is true or not, but sometimes I get the impression that Jesus was actually trying to shrink the crowds rather than grow them. Hey, the eighth reason why I believe Jesus would not be a good pastor, and that is way too much emphasis on hell. Excuse the language. And in my opinion, this one reason alone would disqualify Jesus from the pulpit. I mean, he actually talked about Jesus. I've looked this up. I've studied this. He actually talked about hell more than heaven. He actually said things like, "Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire that has been prepared for the devil and his angels." He really said that. He actually said, "Better for you to enter life crippled than to go to hell into the unquenchable fire." And he even said to some religious leaders, "You serpents, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell?" So offensive, right? Just so offensive. The ninth reason, and this goes hand in hand with number eight, the ninth reason that Jesus, I don't think, would be a very good pastor is he did not get along well with other religious leaders. I mean, his antagonism of the Pharisees and Sadducees is pretty well known. But if that isn't bad enough, Jesus was actually critical of other churches. I'm serious. He blatantly spoke out against other belief systems. And in one particular church setting, he even said that he hated, and I'm quoting, this is the words of Jesus, not mine. He said he hated the actions of a particular cult. My opinion, I think pastors need to be building bridges with other belief systems, not tearing them down. I mean, isn't tolerance so incredibly important in this age in which we live? I mean, don't you think? Then finally, reason number 10, why I think that Jesus would not be a very good pastor, is that frankly, he's just way too judgmental. I mean, I'm not going to belabor this point. I think it's pretty self-evident. But this critical spirit that Jesus seemed to have, it's one thing, but it's yet another, and this is my problem. It seems clear that he actually taught his followers to do the same. He taught his followers, and I quote John 7:24, "Judge with righteous judgment." Amazing. Anyway, 10 reasons why I don't think Jesus would be a very good pastor. So Son of God, absolutely. Bread of life, for sure. Light of the world, amen to that. But Pastor Jesus, you know, in closing, I have a problem with something that Jesus said. He actually referred to himself as the Good Shepherd. Jesus, Good Shepherd, after all the things that I've just described, you know, I really don't think so. I don't think so unless I'm wrong about what it really means to be a good pastor.
Thanks so much for joining us today at God Thoughts Radio. For more information about Pastor Brad and God Thoughts, go to GodThoughtsGlobal.com, where you'll also find archives from all of our past shows. Pastor Brad would love to speak at your church. You can contact him via email at GodThoughtsWired@gmail.com or connect with him on LinkedIn at Dr. Brad Righteous. Until next time, thanks for listening.